You just don't want to panic. You'll keep a cool head.
Harold Blackledge doesn't worry about a lot, which is surprising considering his line of work. He's a crop duster who works out of a crumbling municipal airport in Watonga, a tiny town in western Oklahoma. He laughs about things that most people would freak out about, like mid-air fuel problems and unplanned emergency landings.
The prop stopped.
Is that your closest call?
No.
No?
I've been down several times.
Really?
Yeah.
Blackledge is 79, and he's a survivor. His business has weathered a lot of Oklahoma droughts. He's been an agricultural pilot for 30 years, and this is the worst drought he's ever seen. Summer crops like soybeans have dried up, and Blackledge should be getting calls from cattle ranchers who need their pastures sprayed with herbicide. But the poison doesn't work if nothing is growing, and right now, nothing is growing.
Last year wasn't any too whippy either, as far as that goes for me, but it's enough just to survive.
Blackledge doesn't worry about himself, but he's got two other and younger pilots on his payroll.
I could quit any time, I guess. I'll just kind of keep it going, see if I can get a little work for them pilots, you know, they're friends of mine.
Right now, his pilots are working in Iowa, where there's corn, the number one crop for agricultural pilots. Andrew Moore is the executive director of the National Agricultural Aviation Association. He says crop dusters throughout the U.S. are worried about the drought, but chasing work is fairly easy. The job comes with a plane, after all.
Now, our industry is itinerant, you know, that we migrate to where the work is.
Pilots like Blackledge can find work where there is water, but even those states are drying up. More than one-third of all crop dusting work is in southern states, like Oklahoma, where the drought started. And now the drought is moving north into the Midwest, the second largest region of work for agricultural pilots.
So that's a considerable amount of our, it's more than two-thirds of our industry.
A little drought might be good for agricultural pilots. Smaller yields mean higher crop prices. And when farmers have money, these pilots find work. But competition is fierce, and the drought is hastening a big industry change. Faster, bigger planes.
It takes fewer ag planes and pilots to do the same amount of work.
So, that means there's more pilots with better equipment competing in a smaller area for work that's
not going to be as lucrative as it has been in years past.
Blackledge had one job this morning, spraying a small and irrigated soybean field nearby. It's early, but he's done for the day. He uses a motorized cart to taxi his small 1970s Cessna back into the hangar.
They won't hire me with these little airplanes up there. They want those big fancy turbines. They always want the big airplanes, the $800,000 to $1 million airplanes that I'm not about to spring for.
When Blackledge's pilots migrate to spray crops in places like Iowa, they rent those fancy turbine planes just to stay competitive. If the drought continues in the Midwest and sustains in the South, Blackledge doesn't know how he'll get by. He's hopeful, but he just doesn't know.
This handle right up here we call the money handle. And the reason is we're not making money until it's pushed forward spraying.
Right now, that handle is usually pulled back, and his planes are tucked away in their hangar, shielded from Oklahoma's relentless summer sun. Blackledge isn't doing much spraying, but he is praying for rain. For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Joe Wirtz.